Chapter 1. Our World. Earth's Demise.
Grandpa, where does the universe end?
Leonardo, that is a story that's longer than most. We come from the planet Earth, which used to be a wonderful place.
Why did we leave, Grandpa?
We destroyed the planet.
How? Why did we do that?
Let me begin by letting you know why you are able to enjoy life here.
I understand that. I'm 12 years old now. But what happened to Earth?
Earth was made up of many countries and cultures, but they couldn't agree on how not to destroy it with pollution and global warming. Planet warming was no longer a cliche when we left Earth in 2100. The ice in the Antarctic continent and all the Arctic tundra in the north of Canada and Russia melted. The oceans had risen an unexpected 3 feet. The population of most major cities fleeing from encroaching oceans had created millions of refugees who needed to find higher, drier land. We had two problems on Earth. The first was the known global warming. The second was one that was not known in advance. Due to the change in ocean levels, the shift in gravitational pull on meteorites and even dwarf planets was incredible. The orbiting satellites were closing in on us. It was also significant that a life-threatening virus had again resurfaced. Our population has experienced many such diseases in history. A new one now surfaced. It was as if the human beings on Earth were always to be doomed. This new one helped determine who would be chosen to flee from Earth as a group. None of us could have ancestry related to any of the pandemics. To understand the consistent demise of Earth is to understand the vulnerability of Earth. It had always been fragile. Over 11 major diseases had ravished us. 1. In 430 BC, two-thirds of the population of the known world died. 2. In 541, the Justinian Plague killed one-quarter of the world population. 3. In 1350, the Black Death killed one-third of the world population. 4. In 1492, 56 million Native Americans died from Columbian Exchange. 5. In 1665, the bubonic plague killed one-fifth of London's population. 6. In the 1800s, the cholera pandemic claimed 16 million victims. 7. In 1918, the Spanish flu resulted in 50 million deaths worldwide. 8. In 1957, the Asian flu caused 1.1 million deaths globally. 9. 1980 on, 35 million people worldwide had died of AIDS. 10. In 2002, SARS, a coronavirus, killed 5 million people. 11. In 2020, COVID-19, also a coronavirus, ravaged the entire planet. 12. In 2075, a third coronavirus killed large groups within our population. Never again was the population on Earth entirely safe from disease and the negative forces of science. Some of these periods were of a time where dead bodies became so prevalent that many corpses rotted on the ground and created a constant stench in cities. My entire generation wore face covers and was consistently tested for the possibility of being a carrier. My father told tales about entire cities staying within their homes, quarantined from any close proximity to individuals that might carry the coronavirus. His parents, being elderly, lived in solitude within the walls of their single apartment unit for a period of years, and he would deliver groceries to them, leaving the goods at the door so they wouldn't possibly catch the virus from him in case he was a carrier. They would never speak face to face except through electronics. For the last 80 years on the Earth that had existed, types of face masks were worn continuously except in the home. I should explain, these coronaviruses were easily transmitted in an airborne manner, and most individuals understood the danger. But in the United States of America, their country went from being the most powerful nation to the least influential and very poor. This was to do with having a great ratio of less advantaged people relative to the very rich. Also, only a select few wore masks there. With being the only nation on Earth to not have adequate universal health facilities, even the poorer industrial nations fared better. This is why the political boundaries of Earth were then more redefined than in the previous years after world wars. I want you to know, Leonardo, that as some of our neighbors live under large sky domes on other planets, masks are not that negative. Over the years, the masks became stylized, with colors and textures complementing the face. They became known as facettes, due to one of the most successful designer and manufacturing companies having that name. In global warming, there was a need to understand the air above us. Greenhouse gases, as they warmed the Earth, slowed the rate at which energy escaped to space, acting like an insulating blanket. We were all in agreement, in most countries, that because of global warming, the Earth was about to flood. This is hard to understand, Leonardo, but you now have a greater knowledge of science than we did. Your generation is now studying complexities as never before. On our new planet, your generation's lives depend on it.
I understand, Grandpa, and it's true that we study hard, as many things are complicated.
He stated it proudly. I went on. On Earth, methane emitted from cattle. They supplied us with our obsession of eating meat, and it was accompanied by CO2. A whole list such as nitrous oxide, N2O, chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, hydrofluorocarbons, HFCs, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, HCFCs, perfluorocarbons, PFCs, and sulfur hexafluoride trapped substantially more heat than both CO2 and methane. We ignored all of this and enjoyed our steaks and hamburger in these olden days on Earth. My grandfather grew up in the north of Canada. Their family observed another type of apparition. In the surface permafrost, also called the tundra, the Earth was normally frozen solid all year round. With global warming, the bubbles of incompatible methane that had been frozen for centuries within the now warmed lake surfaces perpetuated yet another atmospheric phenomenon. We were only worried about CO2, but all of these gases produced through the negligence of us as human beings created global warming, and we slowly became a water planet. The second issue was that this was not Earth as we knew it anymore. Due to a massive change in gravity caused by our negligence, the meteorites arrived. As they circled Earth and as centrifugal force acted upon them, they had become round. Gravity is the force where a planet, or other body, draws objects toward its center. The force of gravity keeps all of the planets in orbit around the sun as an invisible force that pulls objects toward each other. The closer objects are to each other, the stronger their gravitational pull is. As a water planet, we now had satellite meteorites in massive numbers. Gravity creates stars and planets by pulling together the material from which they are made. It became our enemy. They were massive in number and were flung from another area called the Kuiper Belt. It was similar to a circular asteroid belt that consisted of remnants of rock, metal, methane, ammonia, and water. The Kuiper Belt was home to three dwarf planets and moons. With a change in Earth's gravity, they now plunged towards us. Just as dwarf planets such as Pluto became round, so did they. As another focus on our demise, I believe that leaving Earth had a more purposeful reasoning. It has been said by historians that great civilizations are not murdered, but instead, they take their own lives. We had drastically now changed Earth in general. Historians, anthropologists, and others have proposed various explanations of Earth's past, including climate change and environmental degradation, such as deforestation, water pollution, soil degradation, and loss of biodiversity. Public services crumbled, and disorder ensued as governments lost control. The historic collapses were often permanent, as was the case of the Egyptian, Easter Island, ancient Mayan, and Roman ruined civilizations. All left abandoned as a mausoleum for a display for future tourists. We were more technologically advanced, but we were not immune to the threats that undid our ancestors. Our tightly coupled, globalized economic system was making the crisis spread. That system of international supply chains, integrated into manufacturing, could no longer exist. Giant impacts are thought to have been common in our early solar system. The moon is the second densest satellite after Saturn's moon, Io. We were worried as the moon was also changing its orbit. On the moon, a cloud exists of small particles creating comets that bombarded it. Estimates were that 5 tons hit the surface every 24 hours. Both the cloud and the particles were now circulating and hitting us. Here on Earth, elements were detected in the falling rocks, including sodium, potassium, helium-4, and neon from the solar wind, and argon-40, radon-222, and polonium-210. Leonardo spoke up.
I studied them, Grandpa.
That really is important, Leonardo. I'll continue with talking about some of my paintings of the time, as they focused on global warming that had created deserts with industrial smog. The limited scientific knowledge of the public led to a confusion with the perception of global warming as only a subset of the ozone hole. When stratospheric ozone levels decreased, higher levels of UVB then reached the Earth's surface. Since the ozone layer absorbs ultraviolet, UVB, light from the sun, ozone layer depletion, increased surface UVB levels, and ozone depletion magnified sunburn, skin cancer such as malignant melanoma, and cataracts. It caused damage to plants and reduction of plankton populations in the ocean. The especially rapid ozone depletion in Antarctica was dismissed by the general public as a measurement error. But there were to be consequences. Whales off the coast of California had shown a sharp rise in sun damage. The findings suggested that rising UV levels as a result of ozone depletion were to blame for skin damage. Important species of plants depended on cyanobacteria residing on their roots for the retention of nitrogen and did not have the ability to adapt to increased levels of UVB radiation. Therefore, growth was directly affected. Hence, the areas with the rapid disappearance of plants were replaced by desert areas. The Earth was both on fire and flooding. Some countries were immediately devastated. The temperature of some parts of deserts increased to 100 degrees centigrade. They were boiling. At the turn of the 20th century, scientists had predicted that by 2100, the Earth's temperature would increase by an average of 4 to 6 degrees centigrade. It did not. Just prior to when we left Earth, the increase in the 100 years was an average of 8 degrees. That, Leonardo, was why fire and flooding was simultaneous.